You know, I was going to ask about when you wrote messages that appeared on the wipeaway board that the captain had left, and you wrote them with, you know, with the misspellings and the like. Did that hurt to like leave that out there?
It did. It did. And without even a sick, you know, in there in parentheses, it's hard, and you know, because you just don't know if everyone will get that you meant to misspell something. So you misspell it in the most obvious way or the most comical way. But I think that once I started doing the wipeaway board messages, that kind of set the tone. I thought, like, okay, nothing's really off limits. I'm going to just go for broke and write with a certain kind of topspin that allows you to really say anything. And I think that that's sort of the essence of comedy, is to not self-censor too much, at least in your first drafts. And so it came out very fluidly, this story, and the writing was more sort of fun and cathartic than anything I've done in a long time, because, you know, satire is this way to channel or sublimate rage into comedy, and for some reason it works for the writer, and I think hopefully for the reader, where you think, you know what, we really do need to laugh every so often to let out all of this pressure and moral outrage, and just have a moment of kind of release, and you can laugh. And then, of course, you wake up and then the next morning and read the paper, and you start all over again.